This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Do you know what you want? Aristotle once said, the way to achieve success is first to have a definite, clear, practical ideal, a goal, an objective. Second, have the necessary means to achieve your ends with wisdom, money, materials, and methods. And third, to adjust your means to that end. You know, it's the first part of Aristotle's quote that millions of people struggle to find and figure out the answer to every single day. The part about living a life in which they can get clear, crystal clear about what they want, and then to feel the fear that comes with continually finding and refining and figuring out the answer to that question, what do I want, over and over and over again in every area of life. So, do you know what you want in life, in business, in your relationships? The great philosopher Jiddu Krishnamurti once said that the moment you are very clear about what you want to do, things happen. Life comes to your aid, a friend, a relation, a teacher, a grandmother, somebody helps you. But if you're afraid to try because your father might turn out on you, then you're lost. Life never comes to the aid of those who merely yield to some demand out of fear. But if you say, this is what I really want to do, and I am going to pursue it, then you will find that something miraculous takes place. You may have to go hungry, you might have to struggle to get through, but you will be a worthwhile human being, not a mere copy. And that is the miracle of it. The great explorer W.H. Murray famously said, until one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back always in effectiveness concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen events, meetings, and material assistance which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. I have learned, he says, a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. The famous writer Joseph Campbell once said, I have a superstition that has grown on me as a result of invisible hands coming all the time. Namely, that if you do follow your bliss, you put yourself on a kind of track that has been there all the while, waiting for you. And the life that you ought to be living is the one you are living. When you see that, you begin to meet people who are in the field of your bliss, and they open the doors to you. I say, follow your bliss and don't be afraid, and doors will open where you did not know they were going to be. You know, the truth is, it really doesn't even matter what you want. It doesn't matter what you want. It's not the what that matters. It's the want that matters. Because most of the time, we never get exactly what we want in the first place. We never get exactly what we thought we wanted in the first place. Sometimes we get something better instead. Other times we get something more meaningful. And sometimes, you know what? We don't get anything even remotely close to what we wanted. But we can never hit a target if we don't know what it is, can we? So there's only one simple question that we all need to answer over and over and over again in each major domain and area in life, and that is, what do I want? It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.